Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special Talking Sauna episode. Kyle, welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
Good Pretty to be good. With you. Nice being here. And for those of you who don't know Kyle, you were a member of our Insomnia Immunity Program. You graduated about 2 months, 3 months ago, right?
Yeah, it was about, I guess, self-graduated, I should say, at the end of July, early August. Yeah, it just got to a point where... You know, everything I kind of learned, I was, you know, I still obviously, you know, yeah, I'm not sleeping 100% perfect during that time, but enough to where I'm like, okay, you know, I kind of got a handle on this and I understand, you know, why it's affecting me the way it is and how my brain's working. And I, even since then, you know, there's still those nights of hiccups here and there, but I don't really consider it a problem. It's more just, oh, okay, well, I guess I'm up. And then I end up falling asleep. So yeah, it was definitely drastic difference from, you know, to now from, you know, the beginning when I first started. It was kind of just a whirlwind of emotions and uncertainty and just not a good time.
Wow. You just you sort of revealed the big secret there at the very, very beginning, which is great. And we'll get to, like, for everybody watching that, they want to know, like, you know, how can you arrive there? So we'll talk about that. So first of all, thanks for joining. And then secondly, yeah. Actually, take us back to that time. How did it all start?
Yeah, so it was, I want to say, I'm trying to think back the exact, I don't know the exact date, but it was roughly around, you know, February, kind of middle of winter time. I ended up getting sick and I was on, I had to go through a course of antibiotics and come to find out, you know, one of the side effects of the antibiotics I was taking was quote unquote insomnia. I don't call it insomnia now, more just, you know, sleep disruption. But yeah, so one of the side effects was that, and I didn't find out till afterwards, you know, after I had taken them already. And the first night I took them, I'm laying in bed. I'm like, man, why? I don't feel tired at all. Why am I not sleeping? And then, you know, as time went on, I'm, you know, 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hours. I'm like, what's going on here? And then come to find out, I end up Googling, you know, the side effects of that medication at the time. And sure enough, one of them was sleep disruption. So I chalked it up to that. It did kind of freak me out. Cause I'm like, man, I've never stayed up all night before. And then the next night I just kept kind of, you know, ruminating about it. I'm like, man, that was real weird. I hope that doesn't happen again. And then sure enough, you know, me, obviously, you know how it goes, that thought process got me right back into it. And, yeah, it just kind of snowballed from there. The first month or two was real rough. It was kind of, I didn't know what was going on. I thought I had physical problems, you know, health problems that I didn't have figured out yet. And, you know, I was just kind of just in a haze. There was just like a heaviness that kind of just hung around me. And my wife wasn't really sure what was going on. You know, I had doctor's appointments and explained the situation. I'm like, I just can't sleep. It's almost like I'm afraid to go to bed at this point. And I kind of dread the nighttime, you know, all common things that everyone kind of says. But I went through that in the beginning and, you know, I threw the kitchen sink at it, melatonin, THC, CBD, prescription medications, trazodone, hydroxyzine, you know, you name it, I've probably taken it. Some of it worked, some of it not so much. But when I say worked, it wasn't necessarily work. It's kind of, you know, as I experienced with the delegation, it was kind of, you know, I took this thing, so I'm sure it'll knock me out. And, you know, maybe that was part of it. Maybe, you know, I'm sure, you know, heavy drugs can kind of sedate you a little bit. So it was probably a mixture of the two. But ultimately, you know, as I found out, it was me that was producing whatever sleep I was getting at the time. And you know, when I was going through the real hard period of it with, I'm sure everyone's kind of experienced, you know, I was super emotional. I didn't feel like myself. My wife, I felt bad for her. I'm just like, I really don't know what to tell you right now. I'm not me at the moment. And, it was just not a good time. And I saw a couple of your videos in the past, right around the time when I started experiencing what I was experiencing, because you go down the YouTube and Google rabbit holes of, you know, trying to figure out what's going on. But I did watch a couple of your videos in the beginning and you know, I didn't look too much farther into it at that time anyways. And, you know, a few months had passed and I even went as far as going through this. I live in Michigan. There's a place, I'm sure they're all over the place, but there's a place in near where I live, it's basically how they sell it is it's a brainwave optimization, and they say it helps with sleep. So I'm like, all right, well, this is the only thing I haven't tried, so let's try this. That ended up not doing much and was kind of a huge waste of money. And that was around April. I finished that, and at that time I was real discouraged. I'm just like, man, if this place can't help me, I don't know what can. And that's when I remembered your videos. I'm like, you know what? He was saying something a little bit different than I've heard before, so I'll go back to that. And I watched, you know, a few of the YouTube videos. I read Set It and Forget It, and it all really resonated with me. And so I signed up for the immunity program, and immediately upon getting in, it was just like, wow, this is my problem. It's all in my head. And it brought me back to something my wife said earlier on in the process. I've always kind of had I don't know if you call it an OCD brain or an overthinking brain, but I'm always kind of problem solving. You know, I read into stuff, and that's always been a common theme for me. So, I mean, when something like this happened, it made perfect sense why I ended up where I ended up. And just through going through your program and kind of realizing that it's all in my head and it's all controlled by me, essentially, it was just a huge relief in that. And I almost immediately started sleeping better just with that fact. And it blew my mind, man, honestly. And it kind of brought me to where I'm at now. It's not 100% perfect, but I use the word perfect really loosely, because, I mean, whose sleep is ever perfect? But yeah, it's been, you know, I don't have perfect nights all the time. And you know, there's still the nights here and there where, you know, I'm up or I wake up a few times, but there's no heavy emotional ties to it. It all just kind of melts right off of me. So that's pretty much it.
No, I'm super, super glad to hear this. And you made like this wonderful summary of the journey. And I want to just, you know, take the opportunity to get into a little bit more detail about, like, you know, the sort of the before and after and what helped you and things of that nature. So staying on the first part here, like those months where there was a real struggle, what was the nights like for you? Was it more like really choppy, or you were awake most of the night, or what was it like?
So in the beginning, it for me, how mine all started was I didn't have a problem. You know, once I was asleep, I'd pretty much stay that way. But my initial thing was I was almost scared to fall asleep. You know, you get the classic heart race and palpitations, all the classic symptoms of this anxiety that, up to this point, I had never felt. And, you know, it was so weird for me at that time. I'm like, dude, why am I freaking out over going to bed? Just go to bed, man. What's the problem? But it was, you know, up to that point, I'd never experienced anything like that. And it was very confusing. So, I mean, it that's pretty much how it was in the beginning. It was just a hard time falling asleep. If I did fall asleep, you know, I'd pretty much stay asleep. Sometimes I'd wake up, and then, you know, if I did wake up, I usually fell right back asleep. But in the beginning, that's pretty much how it went, is it was real hard to get to sleep and kind of, you know, calm down enough for sleep to happen. But then, you know, as time went on, it kind of morphed in. It's all the same thing, essentially, but, you know, it kind of morphed into, then I started waking up and staying up at 3 a.m. and that kind of thing. And that kind of dissipated, and I'm to where I'm at now. But
super glad. Yeah. No, you bring up such a good point. Like, just for everybody hearing this, like, it's not uncommon at all that it starts being like trouble falling asleep, and then it becomes trouble staying asleep, or the vice versa. And oftentimes people think that, oh no, something changed, something's really bad. No, they're just the same fear manifesting in different ways. So glad you brought this up. But in those, you know, when it was like this, you know, struggle falling asleep, would you mainly just like stay in bed and kind of force it to happen, try to force it and wait, or would you do things, or what was it like?
I went as far as you could possibly go, you know, YouTube meditation and, you know, just breathing exercises, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I realize now, after, you know, going through the program, it was more of, I was just trying to escape whatever uncomfortable feelings I was having at the time, be it, you know, heart racing, shallow breath, whatever it was. I didn't want it, and I wanted to get out of there. So in the beginning, I was just, any little thing that would take my mind off of it, I was looking for. And, you know, some stuff worked, some stuff not so much. And I used the word worked really loosely too. But yeah, it was just kind of like that. You know, if I was up at night, it was, you know, going down the Google doom and gloom rabbit hole, that kind of thing. But, you know, as time went on, it kind of that kind of faded away and I was able to fall asleep a little bit better. I didn't do so much of the Googling because it was kind of like, all right, I don't know what else you're wanting to find out about this. But yeah, in the beginning, it was real strange, real scary. I didn't know what was going on. My wife had no idea what was going on. We were sleeping in separate beds. Just because I would get so stressed out and, you know, my stress would keep her up. So it was just easier for us to sleep separately. And that lasted for a long time. I was not a huge fan of that, but I mean, it was kind of a necessary evil at the time. Yeah, we're back to sleep in the same bed. Found out I got a baby on the way in April. So that was a huge, thank you.
Congrats.
Yeah,
wow.
Appreciate amazing. It. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we found that out in April. So that was a huge, that kind of distracted me for a while, and that was right around the time that I kind of found you again. So it was kind of just the perfect situation to get this thing under control. And I've said it, you know, I said it in the class, and I'll say it here again. So thankful for you and Michelle. You guys are doing something that's no one else is doing right now, and it's life changing.
So wonderful hearing this. And congratulations again. It's amazing.
Thank you. Very happy. Very excited.
Wow.
It's a girl.
Is it first?
First baby. Yep.
Wow. Amazing.
Yep, she's due December 31st, so we might have a New Year's baby here.
Incredible.
Yep.
Wow, and now, yes, I wanted to comment. Yeah, this one. During this time, we talked about like how, you know, what the nights were like, and how about the days? What were your days like back then?
The days were, I mean, they were easier than the nighttime, but there was still, you know, that even if I was convincing myself I was more tired than I really was. Because even my wife was saying, she's like, you know, you still slept, you sleep more than you think. But there was so much emotion wrapped around it and so much stress that it was just, I was convinced, dude, you're not sleeping at all. You're awake the whole time. But I was still sleeping even when I thought I wasn't. But during the day, even if I did sleep relatively okay, it was just this heavy, just worry of, man, I hope it doesn't happen tonight. I had a good night last night. Let's do it again. And it was just kind of, I'm sure everyone can kind of relate to this. In the beginning, it was hard to have a normal day just because I was so heavily focused on what the next night's sleep was going to be. And it was just, you know, little things like I like to work out. It was hard to go to the gym. It was hard to eat even. I felt like I was forcing myself to eat just because, you know, you lose your appetite when you're so stressed out. It was just, I never really felt hungry. I was just kind of force feeding myself just because, you know, you don't want to die, but I never felt hungry. That was real weird to me. But yeah, just kind of the days, you know, even if, like I said, if I felt like I slept okay, it was still just this real heavy anxiety and kind of just, I'm trying to think of a good word, just like a real heavy feeling, like you got the world on your shoulders. And that's kind of what it felt like at the time. And yeah, it's just, it's like night and day difference.
Wow. And Kyle, if I remember correctly, when you were in the program, was there like a medication that you were coming off of? Or
I was taking, you're talking initially when you know, my struggle first started, or?
Yeah, actually more when you joined the immunity program.
Oh, so I was still taking, I took these little like THC gummy things at nighttime. I still take them here and there, but there's no, I don't really assign any meaning to it. It's just kind of whatever. Like I use your strategy of, oh, so just take a vitamin at the same time every day, it's all good. So that hasn't become an issue. You know, it's not every day, it's just kind of randomly I'll take them if I forget. But yeah, for a while it's like I was really relying on them. I don't really feel that attachment to them anymore. But yeah, that was the main thing. And I was prescribed trazodone early on. I was never a big fan of any kind of, you know, prescription drugs. But at the time, I was just willing to try anything. That never really worked for me. It just kind of gave me a stuffy nose and just didn't really feel great. But yeah, that was really all I was taking at the time. You know, CBD type stuff. I don't take any of that anymore. But that was really it.
Oh, yeah. I remember something of that nature. Now, okay, so we, you know, we have a clear picture of what the struggle was like. And it sounds like when you joined the program and you just started maybe watching the videos and engaging with the community, it was just overall a sense of relief that, yeah, you know, I'm not alone, that type of thing. Was
exactly
that the initial help?
Exactly. And then, you know, going through the Slack channel, just kind of, you know, reading everyone's input, I'm just like, man, I said that. I said this. I've felt this way. I've done that thing, whatever it is. It was just really validating in that way, because up until that point, I'm just like, I don't know anybody that's had this struggle. You know, I've heard people, oh, I slept like crap, or I never really sleep that great, but it never really felt like the people that I talked to about it that said that, it never felt like there was any kind of emotional significance attached to theirs. So yeah. To me, I'm just like, well, why am I feeling so stressed out about it? And you guys don't care. So, you know, once I got into the immunity program and went through this Slack channel, it was just like, man, I can't believe everyone here is in the same boat as me. I mean, different stages, but roughly the same, you know, same kind of scenario. Everyone seemed like it took different forms, but at the end of the day, it all comes back to the same thing, which was just that alone was just, it just, I don't even know how to explain it. It was just like, man, this is, I'm not crazy. I'm not losing it. This is a real thing, and I'm not alone in this. And that was a big help for me on its own. And then kind of, you know, feeding off everybody and hearing people's responses and your input and Michelle's input. It was just at that time, I just felt like, man, I'm in the right place. And I kind of wanted to stick it out and see where it goes. And it was huge for me.
So nice. Wonderful. Yeah. So glad you joined and everything. And now, what did that look like? Was it more of a kind of a gradual, like things got a little bit easier and easier, or was it kind of a big relief? And then it
was, initially it was a big burst of relief. Like, man, I figured it out. And immediately I kind of slept better, you know, the first couple of weeks. But then, you know, as you talk about, you get the hiccups that come in. I guess it's the honeymoon phase, as you would call it. So that definitely did happen. It was kind of early on that, you know, it kind of calmed down real quickly. And then I had, you know, a string of nights and days where, you know, it kind of felt like it was coming back, but it came back, quote unquote, but it felt different this time. Like there was still like a little bit of a layer of fear around it. But it didn't feel as heavy as it did in the beginning. Granted, it was still there, but just, you know, significantly less than it was. And as I kind of went through those nights and was going through the teachings on the hiccups and all that, I'm just like, okay, well, this is clearly what I'm going through now. And those hiccups, you know, still do happen here and there. Like, obviously I don't know anybody that sleeps all the way through the night every night. So, you know, there are still those, but when those do happen, like last week, I felt like I slept in the day before, so I didn't feel super, super tired at nighttime. So I felt like I was kind of laying there a little bit longer, but there was no heavy, I guess, emotional stress around being awake. So yeah, I mean, that's kind of where it all settled into, and I feel great now.
Amazing. Yep. One other question I had was for a lot of clients, followers, students that, you know, get into this habit of, like, you know, sleeping in another bed or an extra on the couch or something like that. For some of them, it can become like this this kind of hurdle or this roadblock or like this challenge of like, okay, how do I get back to sleeping where I want to sleep, which is next to my partner? Did that become an issue for you, or how did that resolve?
Yeah, well, when we first started sleeping separately, neither one of us were a fan. So, you know, when it did come time to, all right, it's time to sleep back in the same bed, there was a huge stressor around that. I didn't feel comfortable right away, but I knew it was kind of like a band-aid, you know. We initially kind of wanted to, oh, well, we'll try it one night when you're not working in the morning. But going through your teaching, I'm just like, all right, we got to kind of be in or out. Like, I don't want to like do this monitoring thing. So it's either I'm in or I'm out. So just jump back in. First couple nights, it obviously wasn't perfect, because, you know, I'm stressing about it. So those first couple nights weren't great. I did sleep, but it was very broken. But, you know, now we're still sleeping in the same bed and there's no issues. But yeah, for sure, in the beginning, it was definitely a hurdle to get over, because it's almost like you kind of build up these imaginary hurdles in your mind that aren't really problems. You just make them problems because of your thought process that you've gotten yourself into. Because realistically, it's like, okay, well, you're still laying down regardless of who's next to you. You know, it doesn't matter. You're going to sleep the same way you would if you're by yourself. You're just thinking that this is going to be a problem. But yeah, it was tough in the beginning, but it all kind of settled itself pretty quickly, and you know, we're still sleeping together.
Wonderful. And just to clarify for everyone tuning in here, yeah, as you said, it's like when we think of things as an experiment, like let me try to see if I can sleep next to you tonight because I'm off tomorrow, then yeah, we're going to be monitoring and checking ourselves, and that leads to some stress. So when, you know, it's really helpful to look at it as a decision, and yes, there'll be some choppy nights, but eventually, you know, things smoothing out. So super nice to hear this. And I really just have these like two, which have become sort of my two standard last questions. One is if you could go back in time and tell yourself something, you know, when this struggle was happening, like what would you say?
Right now, I'd say you're not crazy. This is 100% you're not crazy. This is just your brain getting in the way. Because like I said, at the time it was, I'm just thinking, am I dying? Is there something wrong with me? And it did feel that way for a while. I'm just like, is this how it ends? That was kind of the thought process I got myself into. And, you know, obviously that isn't the case, but man, your brain can do some crazy things. But if I could say one thing, that's what I would tell myself is you're not crazy and you're not alone. That's very for nice. Sure.
And then finally here, often we can like going through this, you know, going through the struggle with sleep, we can learn things that help outside of, you know, sleep, with life in general. And have you had any such insights or experiences?
Yeah, I'm actually glad you asked that because I did want to bring that up. Not anything in particular, but just a general kind of, it feels like things aren't as serious as I used to take them, I guess would be a good way of putting it. It's just kind of, you know, I put sleep on such a pedestal at the time that it felt like like this challenge that I had to overcome essentially. And then now I find things just seem so much easier now because it doesn't feel as though there's so much importance on everything. And, you know, and in the past I would kind of, you know, I still do, you know, time to time overthink certain things, but generally I'd say it's kind of, things aren't as serious as I tend to make them. So that would be the main takeaway, I'd say.
Absolutely. It's a big one. Wonderful. Well, Kyle, it's been super nice connecting with you again. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, you as well. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Congratulations on the baby. And
thank you.
Stay in touch.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.